Chazal tell us every year when Shavuos comes, the same Segulas, as they state in Shuvah Sarashba, the same Segulas when the first Shavuos, Shas Matan Teira, the same Segulas come back again. The same Segulas, Zevi Den B'Shas Kabbalah Sateira, was a Koyach to be Zoiche in Teira. Take a chair. So every year, when Shavuos comes, you have the Zelbe Koyach to be Zoiche in the Koyach of the Kabbalah Sateira. It's in the Halacha state in the Gemara in Shabbos, that is the Isur Lehakiz Dam Be'erev Shavuos. You're not allowed to be Makiz Dam Be'erev Shavuos. Why? It's called Yom Tvoyach. It's Yom Tvoyach. Mor says, because the day before Kabbalah Sateira was a Malach that came out. And the Malach said, Im atem mekabli mesateira mutov, v'im lav ani tovach. So it's dangerous. The Malach is going around with a knife. So the halacha is that every year in Erev Shavuos, you're not allowed to be Makiz Dam, because the Malach is going around with a knife. If you make his dam, it's very dangerous. I remember it was a Shalal Halacha, I remember it was a Yid had a Machle, they had to make an operation Erev Shavuos. Rav Vosno said not to make the operation. He says, Yom Tvoyach. Rav Shach said to do the operation. He said, Pekoach Nefesh is Deicha Datsa, even Shechon Aruch Oso. He said, Clown. But it's a Halacha. What's the shachas? Then the Malach went around and said, "What is the shachas?" Hind. State that every year erev Shavuos the Malach goes around with a knife. And this is poshut. If the Malach goes around with a knife erev Shavuos, so it means in Shavuos the Malachim come with the crowns to the people that said Naase V'Nishma. So I'm sure you not only have the knife. We have the knife, we have the crowns. This is close. Every year, the same segula that Klal Yisrael had then, B'Shas Matan Teira, to become, as if you are the Morishin Koyde Machet, to become close to Mekabel Teira, to have a Shaychus, comes again. Chazal say that in Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kofa Alem Har Kegigis. And the Meforshim, everyone knows the question, the famous question, why you need Har Kegigis? Klal Yisrael said, Naase V'Nishma. Why you need a Har Kegigis? They said, Naase V'Nishma. What do you need a Har Kegigis? The famous tells in the Maharal, they saw the big fire, they wanted to change their mind. Well, but the Kash is a good Kash. Well, that's not from the Kof Alem Har Kegigis. So they say from the Maharal, the Teretz, Kach Shumati Merabo Yisai, Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah. They want to learn day and night with a festa asmode, a festa cheshek. Kadosh Baruch Hu says this is not Kabbalah Sateira. Kabbalah Sateira needs Har Kegigis. What is Har Kegigis? Im ata mekabel mesateira mutov, v'im lav, poi tiye kvuraschem, shom tiye kvuraschem. No two different choices. And Teire is the way of Kabbalah, so Teire is not a way to learn, a choice. I decided to be a masmid. I decided I'm a masmid. It's not enough. The old Teire has to be, and the tzad that I'm not a masmid, I'm dead. There's no different chances. The Kabbalah's old Teire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, don't think it's enough. You say, yeah, we want to do it. It's not enough. The Kabbalah's old Teire is, V'im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. There's no two ways. The way of learning Teira is that the other choice is dead. Chazal say, kol ha-mashchir ponov al divre Teira ba'oilo mazeh, ponov mavhiko yis la'oilo mabo, shenemar shchoiro ani v'na'avo, b'no yis Yerushalayim. And on Nebach today, you see chas v'sholem, you know, Kindalach mentioned, you know, they have the machle, the kimo. They look without hair, they look terrible. Yes. Why they do it? They want to live. They not much kill their own body, but they want to live. So they don't even hesitate. They do it right away. Hashem says, this is the way to learn. Look like Kimo. Mashchir Ponov. Where's the Mesiris Nefesh? Kabbalah's Teire is only if it's oil Teire. If it's no oil Teire, that is no choice. Yes or no? I want to learn. Now I stop to want to learn. He was not Mekabel oil Teire. Kabbalah's oil Teire means Vim lav shom tiyeh kvurashem. I know if I stop to learn, I'm dead. Rabbi Kiva told Papa Ben, told him, you're not scared. He said, Kedogim shebayam. It's not a choice. Guy says, I don't have a choice. I don't have a parnos, I have to go out to work. I'm not going now into the Ashkofa Shaila. Yeah? I don't have. You want to die? Guy said, well, I have to go to work. I can't take kimo. I don't have what to eat. If I don't go to work, you know, I'm sorry, the hospital, but I can't come for kimo this year. Because, you know, it's mamish, it's the end of the taxes, I have to be in work. So, what do you mean? You have to take kimo now. I'll take it next year. I just can't do it now. I'll lose my job. If a person will understand that Torah is like that, this is the only atzloch of Torah. Rabbi Kiva told him, not in Kiyum Mitzvahs, in Talmud Torah. Kedogim shebamayim. We can't go out for 5 minutes. We die right away. We die right away. There's no mokum on Torah. There's no chayus on Torah. This is the Kabbalah's ol Teira that a person has to be mekabel. Say alamol, I'm saying this nochamol and nochamol. Someone came to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He had his kid, the kid became older. The kid was sick, couldn't sleep, he was crying. Father couldn't sleep by night. The kid was fighting with someone in Cheder. Also, the father was getting busy a bit. Nochamayse. So he told Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, oh, it's our gidul banim. So Chaim Shmulevitz told him, no, that's a gidul banim alein. Tzar, I wish you never know what a tzar gidul banim. That will be awake by night. That's a gidul banim. She can tzar gidul banim. Gidul banim, I wish you never know what a tzar gidul banim. Some people think to learn morning seder, second seder, nacht seder, kabel ol teir. That's his learning teir. That's nishkin ol teir. Maybe not even learning, but maybe learning we'll call it. That's not an oil Torah. Morning Seder, he learns from 9 to 1, from 3 to 7, from 8:30 to 12. Mamash, he feels a choshevei guy. Friday, 3 hours. Mamash, a choshevei guy. Shabbos, a couple hours. This is learning. This is not an oil Torah. Oil Torah is oil Torah. This is the Mekabel oil Torah. This is the Mekabel oil Torah. Chazal say, David HaMelech says, Zmiro yishoyu lichukecho bebeis meguai. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leDavid, David, ato emer Zmiris? You calling the Torah Zemeril? Zemeril? Chayecho shani mashkichecho dobo sheafilu tinoikoi shel besra bon yodim oisai. I'll make you to forget something that even the kids in Cheder know it. So the Gemara, what it is, the Gemara in Saita, that when they took the Oren back from the Plishtim, so David HaMelech, Gans Kaisol came, they put it on a wagon, and David was Makiv Korbonis, and he was dancing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Peretz Uziyo. What was the mistake? They put it on the Agolet. They had to carry it Bakotef Yisoh. It was the Chet of David HaMelech that they carried it in the Agolet. Hashem made him to forget the Pasuk. Find him David Pavarsky Zatzal. Kol ha-tirikulo, he has to forget this pasuk. Make him to forget. Chmeis, Krishma Morgan Avram. You could forget. Kol ha-tirikulo, he has to forget the halacha b'kotef Yisoh. Zakta. David HaMelech said, Zmiro Yisoh lichukecha. What's the pshat Zmiras? Gishmak. Ateret of Rabki Veger, Aforas Nedori, back and forth. Why Rabki Veger fucking the bottom, not in the middle of the top? Why it takes the end of the sugya, middle of the sugya. Gishmak, you know, you learn the sugya. I'm only mamash feel Zmiris Ha'el Chukecha Be'Beis Megura. But it's Zmiga. It's mamash Gishmak. David HaMelech, Zmiris, you forgot. Kol HaKelim, they carried an Agolas. Shulchan, Menoiro, Kiyo. The Oroin is Bakotef Yisoh. What is the difference? All of the Kelim is a purpose based on Mikdosh has to have Kelim. It's mitzvahs, what we call it, mitzvahs. Now you have to transfer it from one point to the other point. So you put it in the agolas and you transfer from one place to the other. The transferring himself, it's a technical problem. The Mishkan is here, now it has to be here. It's to move it. So we're calling the moving company, So the agolas carry it. The Ohin Bakotef is so. Why? Torah is not only to know the Torah. It's the Amola Shul Torah. The Yegiyasa Shul Torah. The carrying the Torah from one point to the other, it's a purpose farzich. It's not only a chetimtze, that I will know the daf, I will know the amud, I will know the lomdes, I will know the shtikl. This is not the purpose. The purpose is, you have to know the Yegiyasa Shul Torah. While you have to have Yegiyasa Shul Torah, that's Bakotef Yisrael. This is Avodah. David, you're calling Teres Miras, you miss the point. The Chefze from Teres is Bakotef Yisrael. This is the Chefze of Teres Bakotef Yisrael. You forgot. Chefze of Teres Bakotef Yisrael. I'll make you to forget this Pasuk. If Bakotef Yisrael. Person sometimes doesn't realize. He wants the Mekabel. We're holding an Erev Shavuos. He's Mekabel Ol Teire. He doesn't know what means Kabbalas Ol Teire. Say Alamol. We have a week. A week and a day till Shavuos. I tell you a person, don't be Mekabel Ol Teire for all of your life. For this week. This Shavuos Kabbalas Ol Teire. Your friends will stay your friends after it, don't worry. If not, I will speak to them. Yeah? They will not drop you, you know, for a week. Kabbalas Ol Teire. I want to explain it. Before I want to explain it, I want to be Magdim. In Ruchnias, everyone knows the story with the Shunamis, that she didn't have money, she went to Eliyahu Hanavi, you know. And Elisha said, you know, bring kelim to the house, bring dishes, pour the oil inside. And Kozman, she had dishes, more oil came out. When the dishes stopped, the oil stopped to come out. And Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the Ruchnias to feed the amount that the person has. Shavuos comes, everyone wants a festive Shavuos. He sleeps 2 days before to be awake, and Shavuos makes all of the achonas, yeah? It's all lets him to sleep, mamish. He gets cheesecakes from all different sizes. He's all ready. Shavuos night, don't worry, Hashem will make. The Yitzhar comes, his seat is taken by someone. Or even if his seat is not taken, the guy near him starts to learn loud, yeah? Shavuos is over. Pitam, this wave of the volcanium tiredness comes down on him. 12 o'clock, he just can't learn. Starts to read Tehillim, Maisim, yeah? But he was planning to have a fest of Shavuos. He was mamash planning. Heaven could do what is minik Shavuos. A week before Shavuos, you start to make a Kabbalas Ol Teire. A week. So it's a week, it's mamish a week. Next time Shlishi is really Erev Shavuos, it's really andere Halachas. A week. When a person has the achone, honestly, it's not my chidushim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, they have to make achone in 3 days to Kabbalas Teire. Kabbalas Teire cannot come, it doesn't just stick on. You have to make achone. A person wants to have the achone, wants to be madgim. The orange state, Bakotef Yisrael. Bakotef Yisrael. You can't put it on a wagon, you have to carry it. No, shortcuts. All of the kelim, you put in the agolas. So someone comes and he sees a lot of kohanim, you know, the special nekehos, they get a special job. They have to carry the aura. So basically you feel bad for them, you know, they have to pass the desert carrying the aura. All those ones, they put it in the agola and then, you know, they could schmooze. Abba Lemai says, pung fakert. All the other ones had to march after the agolas. Noise ha'orin chazal say, ha'orin noise es noisev. They started to carry it, whoop, and they flew up and they went through. They flew through. That's it. So the noise ha'orin was the easiest. But it was Bakotef Yisrael. person has to know you have to mekabel all Torah, and it's hard. So there's Lel Shabbos. It's 11 o'clock. I said, I'll go to learn. It's so hard. Go to Bis Medrash. Half an hour. Hour. You can't learn. How about you force yourself? And pitom. You don't want to go back home. It starts. You can hours and hours. After the oil, pitom the oil is nice as nice. But the problem is, people shut it when it gets hard. The next step, they don't let the oil to be nice as nice. I heard once from a friend of mine, Tyre Yid. You know what the mountain was covered with? You know what the mountain was covered with? Grass, flowers. You know, these grass and flowers are very, very important. I'll tell you what, I have a raya. You go into shuls, at least some in Hagim, for the going was Mevata, some of them in Hagim, was to cover the shuls with trees or grass, different shittas, different kufas and klalis. Why? To symbolize the grass of the mountain. Flower. You think it's so important? I think it would be much more symbolized to make like little mountains in the shul. Kofal emar kigigis, no? Or like kigigis, like little gigis. No, I'm asking, what do you really think more important? To symbolize the flowers or the kofal emar kigigis? I'm asking you, emes. Maybe it's a bit hard to do it. To bring little gigis. Flowers, you know, the whole shayla allowed to go. They go and do it. But it's a shayla of the flowers. The Ashkenaz don't do it because they're good. From the time they go in, the Yashke started to do it. So we don't do it. The Goyim was Mevatel the Minik because they do it in their Chag. What is the answer? Why is it so important to symbolize it? Why it's so important? Kofo Alem Har Kigigis, I'm going to kill you. Oil full with flowers. It's the nicest thing in the world. But where are the flowers? In the mountain of Kofo Alem Har Kigigis. This is the way it works. Oh, but you have to jump into the oil. You have to take ha'oroi noise, it's noisov. Not a touch of. Not a noigov. It's noisov. If you carry, it carries you. Not if you touch it, you're waiting to fly. It doesn't go. You start to carry it, and then it goes. I say, Alamol. Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah. Everyone knows what happened. The Satan decided to disturb him. The Satan came like a river full with water. Avraham started to walk, and he walks, and he walks. The water comes to his feet, to his knees, to his throat, to his mouth. Up to his nose, he says, "Bo ma'im ad nefesh Rebbeinu Shlom, I can't." Ve'igar Hashem basotan, and the water disappears. I want to ask you a shayla. Avraham is walking, the water is up to his neck. And Avraham could say, "I'm an old man." Anyway, it didn't make sense to the Akedah exactly, you know. Hashem told me, "Ki be'itzchak yikar lechazera." Now it's mamish danger. It's a pikuach nefesh. Could slip, break my head. You know, dangerous. Old man. Anyway, I can't pass. I mean, I know what will happen. So now I'll slip under the water. There's no point. I'll go back home. Maybe later we'll try again. What would happen if Avraham Avinu would decide to stop there? Two things would happen. First, he would not do the Akedah. Yeah, he didn't know one more step and it disappears. Also, you know what would happen? His clothes would stay wet. Right? His clothes was wet. He went one more step. Vayigar Hashem basotan. Sotan disappeared. Kilu was never water. It was dry. Some people, they stop in the middle of the Nisayan. You know, with the friends, with the matzah, there's no money. They go back home. The kids in Taka has no money and they're helping. It's a nest, they came back home. You know, the matzah, just one more step. One more step. One more step. And it all disappears. You have to mekabel ol teira. Chazal promise, kula mekabel ol of ol teira. Ma'avirim imenu oil derech eretz, ol chaveirim, ol yedidim, ol mishne, ol medine, ol misim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promises. Kula mekabel ol of ol teira. But some people are not mekabel ol teira. Sefen Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Some people want to know Shas overnight. But you know, even in that night, they want to sleep a little bit. One night! So that night, he wants to have a little shlaf. Al-Tayr, mekabel al-Tayr, start! Show the Ribbono Shel Olam a week. Oil Teire. I can't do it all of my life. I'm not holding that madrig. Till Shavuos, I'm a kabel Oil Teire. I will learn, I will learn, I will learn. Noch a perik and the perik. Everyone, but where he could. Do a Kabbalah's oil. Have no Rachmone Libe Boy. Rachmone Libe Boy. He wants to see the neshome. He wants to see the person trying. This is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. He wants to see the person trying. If he doesn't see the person trying, he doesn't. It's a garnished. A person doesn't try, nothing happens. A person has to try. But he has to mekabel ol teire. That's like the Maharal. Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they said, yes, we want Nasa v'nishma. This man of the best bach in the world. Hashem says he garnish. Harke gigis, yeah? Onisht. This is Kabbalah Sol Teire. You're in or you're out? Christ said, yeah, we're masking, we're in. Hashem said, no, you're not in. You're in if you're going to die. Now you're in. It's a different in. Not I'm masking to learn the whole Zman. I'm masking to learn if not I'm dying. This is the tzura I'm going to learn Sol Teire. Shach would say in Panovich, every time before Shavuos, Shavuos is Yom Adin al Teira. You brought out in Drosh HaSaran. Shavuos is Yom Adin le Teira. It's Yom Adin le Teira. A person could be Zoicha in one Shavuos, all of his life will be under a life. He will be a Atzloch in Ruchnius. He will be a Talmid Chochem. He will have the Siyata Dishmaya. We spoke. Even the biggest Amoretz, who knows if Rabbi Kiva is not standing behind him. Who knows how much Koiches he has, how much potential he has. The person has to be Kabbalah of all Teire. Chazanish brings down. He says, Rabbi Mikarti, the Kiblu al Atzmom, Hachlota Nimretzes, Lasik Beteiro Bechol Koichom, Godlu Vosuchoil Venasuk Dele Israel. Barachlota Nimretzes. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Rav Shach, he would say in Panovich, when I was there, so these were the times that he was like the manig of Klal Yisrael. Hind already, you know, everyone is manigim. You know, Eile Barecha ve'Eile Basusim. But then, it was not like that. I remember Rav Zalman Auerbach would come to Kulteira on the bus. It was the Gadlador, but no one had a tzad to give him. There was one guy, Sean, that would give him a ride. But he would come with a bus. This was the way. Teir was Munachas Bekeren Zovis. They were Machshim Gdei Yisrael, but I'm not Munachas Bekeren Zovis. Hayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chlish HaSador, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kovod HaTeir much more. But Rav Shach was... Then it was Bekvoida Shalom. Rav Shach said, when he was a bacher, he was hiding 3 years in the war, in a place. 3 years. He had one shirt. But he couldn't go off in the place because he didn't have the passports to be in that country. It was the lady that bring him the food. He had one shirt. Erev Shabbos, he would rinse the shirt to cover Shabbos. So in the time that the shirt would dry, he would freeze. So he would stand like this. And he would think of learning. So every time, I remember when Rav Shach would think of learning like something deep, you know, he would hold like this. His physically was, when he's thinking of learning very deep, he does like this. Like he was thinking of learning, Peter, he would do like this in the middle. Like no one knew from where it's coming. Like in a little shirt. He would like hug himself, yeah? Rav Shach said, 3 years, he didn't take a haircut. He didn't have to take a haircut. Then when he came to Rav Zalman, his wife, with gas, was washing his hair to try to cut it. It was so hard. And I wanted to fill in chitzitza. It was bazunda shmuz. I never understand. But it's not the nice enough, yeah? Shach said, this was the Mesiras Nefesh. I didn't feel I'm special. I knew I have to be Mesiras Nefesh to Yom HaTorah. This was the Tzurah Mesiras Nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays later. We think people... I said it a couple of times. I listened to Zvi Finkel, the Shiva. So, you know, it was, I think he said he never went to the store in his life. So when he got married, you know, Lel Shabbos he wants to learn. He has to learn Lel Shabbos. But he didn't want to use electricity, you know, because the Goyim, the Yidden, using it, not at all. So the Shroom people don't use electricity. Shiva, they have generators. So he would go to Vizhnitz in Rehov Nechemia. There they had a generator. So there it was kosher light. So he would learn there till 12 o'clock. He didn't live here, he lived near Bar Ilan. So it was mamish couple minutes from his house. So till 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, the chassidim started a bote. The Rebbe's not there, they sing together. So he couldn't learn. So he would go back home. It's only 12 o'clock. So he had like a lux, a kind of gas candle, and he would learn to that candle. So his wife would stand near him and watch him for 4 hours, and this is the way he would learn. 4 o'clock he would finish. Every little Shabbos. I never knew if the mice is true or not. So when we had one thing in Shabbos and the Roshiva came, I got up and I said, the mice, and I said, Roshiva, emes or not? So he said, yeah, emes. You come today, people didn't grow overnight, Mesiras Nefesh. People think they would take a shortcut, you know, the Chab de Yedias. It doesn't go like that. The Yedias is a good Azach. It's the Mesiras Nefesh L'Teire. Mesiras Nefesh L'Teire. Shmuel Rozovsky. Every Friday he would come in the summer to Yeshiva at 10 o'clock in the morning. He would come Shabbos close, he would sit in his seat, and he would learn straight till the morning. Till Lel Shabbos. 80 blood. From 10 o'clock till 7 o'clock. 80 blood. I heard from his Chavrusa once. He came, he would come to the morning to prepare Shiur Klali with him. So he came one morning to his house, and I'm sure it was in pyjamas. So Shiur Vasagishen. So he was not feeling good by night. He was thinking that he's having a heart attack because he took a hot bath in his heart. So he was nervous that he would get a heart attack. So he didn't give, it was after his wife. he didn't have his wife then. And so he was scared to go to sleep and maybe get a heart attack. So he stayed awake till the morning. So he told him, so was the Roshiva Giton? Gosh Giton the ganze Nacht. I couldn't sleep. I learned prayers with Rital Ghazi. Masech the prayers in the back. He was holding in Perek Ches. Look, Masech the prayers. It's like billions of letters there. Yeah. People were Meisel Nefesh. They learned hours and hours and hours. Without a hefsek. This was the tzura of learning Torah. People think they will grow, they'll become Tamil Chachamim. On Kabbalah Sol Teire. Nothing comes out of it. So I'm saying, I'm asking, it's hard in our generation, and we have to maybe, after Shavuos, to pack it, to Lemay Sadiq. But I'm saying to start, next time we'll be speaking, we'll be holding in the middle of Shlishim Ma'akbole, we'll be holding in Hayim Madregas. If a person wants, that's Hashem, then we'll take it to the Madrega to get ready to Kabbalah Sol Teire. But don't start then. You have to know the mashal is alamol. The person takes a sign with scotch tape and he wants to hang it on a wet wall. It doesn't go. I'm asking, even if you try, it doesn't stick. Some people, they want the shvuas, the ruchnis to come, but it's a wet wall. Yeah? He learns 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes. Chaznish calls it, v'aloymed v'mafsik oisef hevel v'reus ruach. A guy that learns, half an hour he stops, half an hour learns, Chaznish in the Igra says, he's collecting wind. Nothing. It's nothing, the Chaznish says. He's collect, maybe he gets chara, I don't know. Basically, Mishnah Achilim is a gachlich asamim. I don't know how this chah works exactly. Yeah, guy gets up in the middle, open, answers the phone, middle learning. Achilim is a gachlich asamim. Why? What is the pshat? Learning is not just to learn; it's to learn Teiras Hashem. To learn Teiras Hashem. Al me'ov dorot shelo bichu b'teirat tchilo shelo yistachashu b'neim levor chaleo. Learning is not stam learning. If a person takes oil, ha'oroi noises noisov. The difference of guys that decide not to do it and yes to do it, says garnish. Says garnish. Garnished. It's like Avraham Avinu, a second before and a second after. One more step and it disappears. Oh, but he's asking you to do that extra step. It's an extra step. If we'll get ready and we'll do this, Bakotef Yisrael, we'll have the Siyata Dishmaya, so we'll come to Shleisim Ha'akbole, we'll be ready to work in the real Achonel, like Kabbalah Satayim, Be'ezus Hashem.